This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, July 19th. Well, wheat markets got a bit of a pullback yesterday after seeing a run of about a week following the crop report. Same thing with corn and soybeans, pretty quiet trade there, but the wheat market chopping around most of the day, but closing just slightly lower. What we see going on in wheat here in the United States, we're wrapping up the harvest in the Central Plains, and we're moving into harvest in the Northern Plains. We're looking at a good winter wheat crop across the north and also a boomer spring wheat crop across most of the north. So we're still looking at good production coming out of the northern half of the United States for wheat. That's keeping a lid on wheat prices. But when you look around the rest of the northern hemisphere, it's a much different story developing. We talked quite a bit about the European crop. Of course, France lowered their production estimates here a couple weeks ago. That was a bit of a surprise to the trade, and the market had a nice pop to the upside that lasted all of a day. And then we rolled over once again and pushed into new lows. But the reports that we're hearing from the rest of the European Union are just as dire as France, if not worse. Germany, we've talked at length about, you know, the growing conditions in the UK and Germany haven't been any better than France. Now we're seeing reports out of Germany that some farmers are just abandoning their fields, which you just rarely see. So they're obviously not looking for good production out of Germany. The UK, again, has been at least as dry as any of the other countries. In fact, they've experienced one of their driest summers in recent history. So you're not going to see good production coming out of there either. So the European Union is on track for a much reduced grain production season for, you know, wheat and corn primarily. When you look at the Black Sea, they experience mostly dry conditions through their growing season, especially in southern Russia and through the Volga into western Kazakhstan. Ukraine had some spotty rains in the western half of the Ukraine. Eastern Ukraine was pretty much the same story as the rest of the Black Sea. But now as you get into harvest, now the rains are finally coming, and they're big rains and long-lasting. So now we're seeing quality declines coming out of the Black Sea region, potentially some yield declines as well. So this is clearly developing into more of a bullish story in the Black Sea as well. What really stands out here is the quality issue. You're not going to get it out of the European Union. They don't really raise high-quality wheat anyway, except in Germany, where you have farmers abandoning fields. And in the Black Sea, they do raise some pretty decent quality wheat, but if it's raining on mature wheat, you're quickly going to see a decline in the quality there. So that leaves the United States and Canada, likely, as the go-to sources for quality wheat. Now, when we look at what our own price structure is here in the United States, Kansas City front month is 5 cents discount to Chicago. Now, Chicago has moved against Kansas City, number one, because of the harvest in the Central Plains being, you know, yields being bigger than expected, but also the problems that have developed in the European Union and the Black Sea have supported, and corn for that matter, have supported Chicago versus Kansas City. But as we work our way, you know, into the fall season, when we expect that demand will really perk up, and we are seeing that. We're seeing world buyers kind of step up to the table here with some large purchases as the harvest gets rolling across the northern hemisphere. That said, if they're looking for quality wheat, and you got to expect that China's going to be in that mix, they're going to have to come to North America, and we're already competitive. Kansas City or hard red winter wheat at the Gulf is already competitive with German wheat. We're cheaper than German wheat, and certainly any other wheat in the world, we are competitive. Black Sea prices are rallying, so obviously that's pulling world prices higher, so it makes the downside risk in wheat minimal, to say the least. I would expect that, you know, now that our harvest of hard red winter wheat is largely behind us, except for the far northern plains, that Kansas City will start to gain on Chicago, and we're starting from a discount there, which is, you know, kind of a major bonus here, at least on the front month. The deferreds still have a carry or a premium to Chicago of about 5 cents, which is pretty small. So quality wheat will be the key. There was huge demand for quality wheat here in the United States. The millers gobbled it up. So there's not all that much available to the broader world space, frankly, that we could push into the pipeline, but it's going to be there. The demand will be there. And again, I think that comes to spring wheat and it comes to hard red winter wheat. So that's something that I think will develop down the road. The spreads, I think, will be very will work well buying Kansas City versus Chicago. And just in general, I think wheat prices will move higher. You could focus on Kansas City. However, you know, again, if it's Black Sea and the European Union, Chicago will be well supported as well. But again, I think the quality is going to play out here. So we'll see how that develops. But I think in general, just being long the wheat complex, long the corn complex is the place to be. We're stabilizing here out of the crop report. The market's fundamentals become more bullish as time moves on, especially, well, obviously in wheat, like I've laid out, I think, but in corn as well. And both of those markets will support each other as they move. Now the weather forecast in the Midwest is expected to, the temperature is expected to moderate. It's been pretty hot across the bulk of the Midwest for most of the growing season. That's going to cool down to more seasonal temperatures, but expected to stay dry for the heart of the Midwest. In the northern plains, where the far northern plains and into the northern Midwest, so basically the Dakotas on west or east, excuse me, they're looking at pretty good rains over the weekend and into next week. We are looking for an El Nino to develop by the fall, so that could mean a dry fall and an easy harvest for the row crops, but also it does portend that we'd see more dry conditions continuing in eastern Australia. They've already had, you know, extreme drought last year. They didn't plant into very good conditions this year. And if you look at another drought, that just supports further the wheat complex as you get into the fall season. So, you know, at least I would expect Russia will continue to be as aggressive an exporter as they can. And they've got an okay crop. It's not a huge crop. So probably as you get into November, December, they will sell everything they have to retain market share as long as they can. Once you get past that, once you get into the winter and into the spring, I think it's all the U.S. It's all U.S. and Canada, for that matter. But I think we'll be moving higher before that as Russia tries to at least protect some of its supplies. And indeed, quality will be the leader here, I think, as you get rolling. So wheat complex, I think, is bullish. I think corn is bullish. I think they'll feed off each other and support each other, especially as we get deeper into the marketing year. So if you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.